Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson. Thank you for listening to the program today, and thank you for checking out my website, which is TorahLifeMinistries.org. And Torah Life Ministries is talking about the way of our Creator. That's what it's about, the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator. He's given us His Word, which is His will for us, and what He wants us to fulfill, and how He wants us to live as believers. So that's what I teach about, and I'm very blessed to be here on the station to be sharing this information with people. And it's my prayer, just like David, that he would show us things that we have never seen before in the Torah, new things each time we read his word, that our eyes would be opened up. Now, technically, we can call the whole Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation the book of instructions, because that's what it is, folks. It's a book of instructions. But the first five books specifically have everything we need to know and how we need to live as a believer. Now, when we look at Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, he came and he had a problem with people that were following the Torah, the sages and the Pharisees. But he didn't have a problem because they were keeping the Torah. He had a problem with their attitude towards it. Because it says in Deuteronomy, do not add or take away from the word, but keep the commandments. And what the sages and Pharisees were doing is they were adding to the word. So Yeshua didn't come and say, do not keep the commandments. He said, the way you're keeping them, by adding to them, and the wrong attitude, the prideful attitude, instead of the humble attitude, that is the issue that Yeshua had with them. And many Christians today, they don't realize that. They think he came to do away with the Torah, or the guidelines and instructions. And that just wouldn't make sense, because if he did, and if we took the Torah, or the guidelines and instructions, often misquoted or mistranslation as prayer, as law, if we took that out of the Bible, you wouldn't have a Bible, folks. Because every single person in the Renewed Covenant, also called the New Testament, followed the Torah. That was their greatest desire. In the book of Timothy, when it says, all scripture is profitable for man, there was no New Testament. What do you think Yeshua was going around teaching in the synagogues each week? He was teaching the Torah. And that's what we're supposed to do. And the Renewed Covenant and all the prophets and all the other books of scriptures are wonderful testimonials of how closely people were seeking a relationship with our Creator. And the fruit of them showing it was their obedience to the Word. That was it. And that's how they knew. So we have all these different books of the Bible, but if you just break it down to the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, starting with Genesis. So you got the Torah, then you got the Gospels, which is the greatest, most important thing we should be talking about all the time is Yeshua, because the Torah is nothing. The instructions of our Creator are nothing without Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. That is everything. And then you got Revelation of the consequences of exactly what's going to happen to us based on the testimonial, based on our obedience to Torah. So we need to never forget that Yeshua died for us. He died for us and took our place for a reason, not for no reason. And he wanted us to change, repent. Remember, it says repent and accept Yeshua, not just to accept Yeshua. We need to repent, which means to change our ways and to have different desires that we no longer think in the fleshly. We're now thinking in a spiritually way. And now a lot of Christians tell me, well, when we accept Yeshua, you know, that's what happens. We automatically think spiritually. And I will tell you this, folks, and if you're a Christian listening to this right now, listen carefully. The Holy Spirit, the set-apart spirit that comes upon us, will never, ever, ever lead us to live in sin. It's consistently trying to get us out of sin, that we would become set apart from this world, not to conform to the world. And yes, we have struggles, and yes, we missed the mark, but that's a spirit, that's a physical thing. That's not a spiritual thing. The Holy Spirit will only lead us to obedience to our Creator's guidelines and instructions and the will that he wanted us to have for him. Now I make it clear and I let everyone know, we're not saved by obedience. No, we don't keep the Torah or attempt to keep the law to be saved. No, we're saved only by the blood of Yeshua. That is the only way. So we don't keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator to be saved, but we should desire to keep them because we are saved. Do you understand that? Do you hear that? We could look at scripture and it says the same thing. So I was talking to a young lady the other day, and we have a mutual friend who recently discovered the importance of the obedience to keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, which most Christians throw away. they say, no, we're not under the law. We don't need to keep the law. And I say, this isn't about a law. This is about our Creator wanting us to live a certain way. And I was explaining this to her, and I said, well, I believe most churches today teach people to live in sin. They teach people to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. She said, how so? I said, well, take the Ten Commandments, for example. Are the churches today teaching people to keep the Ten Commandments? She said, absolutely. I said, well, what about the Sabbath, the fourth commandment? She said, well, we keep it on Sunday. I said, okay, well, answer my question. Are they teaching people to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator or not? Because you might keep it on Sunday. Your church might teach you to keep it on Sunday, but Sabbath means Saturday. And it tells us what to do and how to do it. And from what I view, most churches are not teaching to keep the Sabbath. They're teaching against it. And if you're teaching against one of the commandments, you're teaching against all of the commandments. So she said, well, I'll have to look at that one. I said, well, do you believe it's an abomination to commit adultery and homosexuality and all these different things? She said, absolutely. I said, well, what about eating pork? How come the church doesn't teach against eating pork? She goes, well, that was the Old Testament. I said, excuse me, so is homosexuality and adultery. It's all an abomination. You can't pick and choose. When you pick and choose, folks, you have modern Chrislam. You have the mixture of Christianity and Islam and every other fleshly thing of every other spiritual religion thing out there, picking what you like and taking out the rest, and that is called New Age. And that's what many of the mega churches are teaching out there. They're teaching a mixture of what Yeshua said and all these other religions out there today. But the Bible says, do not add or take away, but keep all my statutes and commands. And if you diligently do that, he will not put the same disease upon us that he put upon the Egyptians. So she said, I told her all this, and she said, well, I'll have to look into that. I said, well, you sure should look into that. And I said, James 4:17 says, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. You see, there are a lot of Christians out there that might be deceived. There are a lot of Christians out there that they just don't realize that they're living a life against the words of Yeshua. They're not following the ways of our Creator. And yes, there are consequences, but the accountability comes to no good and not do it, to him it is sin. Now I have revealed this to you. Now you've heard it. You can no longer use the excuse, I've never heard that before. So you look it up, but you remember that scripture, James 4:17, to no good and not do it, to him it is sin. Because now you know what good is according to our Creator. It's following his guidelines and instructions. And if you're truly led by the Holy Spirit, you will not be going against his guidelines and instructions. We need to get that right. We need to understand that. Yeshua is known as the living Torah, the living guideline instruction. So he shows us how to live. He shows us how to do it. He shows us the more excellent way. So let's take this to scripture a little here. And let's look at two different translations of scripture. So just people can get an idea. And when I do this, I use the typical Bible out there today. I think I have a New Living Translation that, you know, many people use. I know a lot of people love the King James Version, and a lot of people have their hearts set on different versions. My favorite versions are the Hebraic Roots versions, and I have one here called the One New Man Bible, which I really like the wording on it. But it doesn't matter what scriptures you read as long as you apply what it's saying. You know, so like what you like, but if you're not doing it, you're not following the word of our Creator. So we're going to look at Psalms. We're going to look at Psalms 119, the longest chapter in Scripture, okay? And we're going to look at this, and we're just going to look at the first 8 verses to Psalms 119, just to give you guys, and understand, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, he didn't have different commandments. Yeshua is Yahweh. Jesus is God, and he had the same instructions that his father had, and he said, I come, I take it off paper and put it on your heart, because I want you to know them and live them by heart. It was a renewed covenant. It wasn't a new covenant. It's renewed. So what happens with a renewed covenant? Well, if you have an old classic car and it's broken down and rusted and sitting in somebody's garage, let's say you buy a house and you find that car in the garage. You don't get rid of it and replace it. No, you seek the top restoration people in the country. You find them and you say, please restore this car to its original glory, to its original beauty. And they come in and they take the rust off and they shine it up and they paint it and they fix anything. Now you have the original glory that was meant to be this beautiful car. Well, you know what? We have a beautiful way to live in the original covenant. and is founded in Torah. And Yeshua came to remind us of that. He's the restorer. He brings us back to that, and he shows us the importance of that. And he gives us grace when we have the desire to fulfill the guidelines and instructions of our Father, but we miss the mark. There's no grace for those of you that purposely live in sin continuously. No, those of you, we need to have the desires that he wants for us. The scriptures are very clear. The scriptures say he hates all workers of iniquity. He wants us to change and repent. So we got to get this right, folks. Our desire needs to be pure and holy so we could be pure and holy. So we need to figure this out before it's too late. Let's look at what it says in Psalms 119. And I invite you all to forget about what I'm saying. Go and look for yourself in your scripture. Read your scripture and pray that our wonderful Creator Yahweh would open your eyes to see the truth. And you wouldn't just be reading this, hearing the local pastor in your head telling you that this isn't true. The nerve that a pastor would say that the Bible isn't true. You know, when the scriptures are very clear of the terrible things that are going to happen, that those are teaching against the word and leading others astray. So, here we go. We'll first read the New Living Translation, Psalms 119, verse 1 to 8. It says, "Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil. They walk only in his paths. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees, that I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous regulation, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me." How much more clearer can it be? How much more clearer can it be? And when we break that down and we look at the way a person is living, we should be terrified, because so many people are saying his commandments are no longer, or his commandments don't matter. Folks, if you truly believe that, you might as well just rip up your Bible, because that's what the whole Bible teaches. That's what the whole Bible is about. So let's break that down. Joyful are the people of integrity. Integrity according to the world's ways? No, according to our Creator's ways. Who follow the instructions of our Creator. Who follow the instructions of our Creator. That is the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. Understand, people, the Torah is not a Jewish book. It's not a Jewish thing. It's a Yahweh thing. It's a Bible thing. Verse 2 says, "Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts." So we look at joy. We look at the idea of joy. And we look at so many Christians out there today that are lacking joy. You know, when Moses came down from the mountain, when Moses walked out of the tabernacle, when Moses walked out of the presence of our Creator, he was glowing, glowing. He had so much joy in him, glowing. Even when he was told to do something that he didn't feel he wanted to do, he was glowing. He was glowing. Are you so filled with joy that you're glowing? Or do you just look as sad and sick, as tired as everyone else in the world? That's not being set apart, folks. Verse 3 says, "Do not compromise with evil. They will, and they walk only in his paths." So do not compromise with evil. Walk only in its paths. It says, "You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully." That's right in scripture. Keep your commandments carefully. How could somebody say the commandments are done away with? They say, the law is done away with. No, right here, keep your commandments carefully. "That our actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life to your commands." I am asking you right now, no matter who's listening, no matter what you call yourself, no matter how long you've read the Bible, no matter how long you think you're a believer, compare your life with our Creator's commands. And let's take the fourth commandment for a second again, the Sabbath. The Sabbath says keep the Sabbath holy. It's very clear in Scripture. You can look at anybody. The Sabbath is on Saturday. It's on Saturday. compare your life to the commands of our Creator. Our Creator calls it an abomination, just as bad as homosexuality, just as bad as adultery, to break the Sabbath. Compare your life against our Creator's commands. Are you ashamed or not? As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. And remember that says, as I learn your regulations. So we got to learn. We got to study. We got to learn it out. We're not going to get it overnight. But you know what? We can't consistently stay in the same place. We got to continuously growing. As I learn your righteous regulations, your Torah, I will thank you by living as I should. Are you thanking our Creator by living as you should? Are you thanking our Creator by living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? And verse 8 says, I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me. Hallelujah. Let's look at this One New Man Bible translation I have. And on my website, www.TorahLifeMinistries.org, you can get this One New Man translation. And this one says here in Psalms 119, verses 1 to 8, happy are the innocent in the way who walk in the Torah of our Creator. Happy are those who keep his testimonials, seeking him with the whole heart. They also do no injustice. They will walk in his ways. You commanded us diligently to keep your commands. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes, that I should not be ashamed when I have respect for all your commandments. I shall praise you with the uprightness of heart when I shall have learned your righteous judgments. I shall keep your statutes. Oh, do not utterly forsake me. Same thing, folks. However you look at it, we are called to keep his guidelines and instructions. And that's it. And we have to consistently growing. Always growing and always desiring to follow his words and to know his words. And this was the heart of those in scripture that were following his words. When they didn't meet up to his words, when they had an issue with keeping his commandments, they were terribly, terribly saddened and troubled. You know, we get stressed out about by things of this world, things of man. If we lose our drug insurance, you see, I don't call it health insurance, folks. I call it drug insurance because it doesn't pay for health. But if we lose our drug insurance and if we lose something, we get greatly distressed by something according to man's ways. We don't have the insurance of man. We get distressed. Well, we should be that distressed when we don't have the insurance of our Creator. And his insurance comes by obedience. He says, those that keep my statutes and commands will find great joy, great shalom, great rest, great peace. Do you desire to have that great joy, rest, and peace? Do you want that insurance that'll keep you healthy, that'll keep you living a long life? As it says, those that keep my statutes and commands shall live a long life of peace and shalom. In the scriptures, it says that. That's the more excellent way. Are you so worried about man's insurance that you'll be willing to work on the Sabbath because you want to make sure you have enough money to pay for man's drugs and man's pharmakia and not rely on our Creator's ways and what he desires us to do? And the peace and shalom that comes around. Look, I know the world's coming against me here. I know I might not have enough money for the world. I know I might not fit into the world. But you know what? When I compare my life according to his guidelines and instructions, it brings me joy because I know I'm following his guidelines and instructions, his commandments. And I also know that I'm not perfect and why I messed up. Because my desire is to follow his commandments, he's got me covered because of his grace and his mercy. But the scriptures are very clear. Those that practice iniquities, those that practice making a practice of living in sin, and those are the ones that teach the Torah is done away with, the law is done away with. We no longer need to follow that. It says, I hate them, get away from me. The scriptures say in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they will live, so they will have life. That's his desire for all of us. And if you're driving right now listening to this, whether you're going to church, and most likely you're hearing this comes on a Christian radio station on Saturday, which is the Sabbath. So if you're around town running your local errands and you're listening to this right now, guess what? You're living in sin. You're living in sin. And you're not repenting for it. Somebody say, well, nobody's perfect. Don't you sin? Yeah, but the difference is I hate it. I repent for it. I desire not to do it. I don't keep doing it and make an excuse for it. I don't make an excuse saying, oh, Yeshua died for me so I could live in sin. No, I say Yeshua died for me so I'm not going to live in sin. I'm going to do my best to avoid sin. I'm not going to associate with evil. I'm not going to become so part of it that I no longer look set apart. We need to live up to what Scripture says, and we need to realize that there are serious consequences for this, folks. So if you're listening to this right now and it's on the Sabbath, or if you're listening to this anytime and you see or somebody brings up something that you know you're doing wrong, you know you shouldn't be doing, it's time to truly repent. Repent for the things that are being done that shouldn't be done, and pray for forgiveness of our Creator. But even more important is take action. Take action, because repentance isn't just words. It's a heart change. Your heart has to change, and you need to love what he loves and hate what he hates. You see, when we accept Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, we accept him. We're saying we want to follow him. We want to follow his ways. We appreciate him dying for us, and we're going to do something in return. And it brings us joy to surround ourselves with people that understand this. So we need to be righteous in all our ways, and righteous is right living. Right living, living the right way, and the right way according to the world. No, the right way according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And he's given us these guidelines and instructions, not that we would throw it away and say it's done away with. No, he's given us these guidelines and instructions that we would desire to study them, learn them, and grow in them, and follow them consistently on a regular basis. So we have the choice. And that's a great thing that we have this choice and this opportunity. You know, so many people around this world are putting their lives on the line just to have the opportunity to hold a Bible in our hand and just being able to read it. And here so many houses have it just collecting dust in their houses. And they say they're led by the Holy Spirit. No, if you're a believer for 20 years and you've never read the whole Bible, but you know every character to a secular song or a secular movie, you know, there's a spirit leading you. I wouldn't call it the set-apart spirit of a wonderful Creator. We need to understand, Psalms 1:1 says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join with mockers, but they delight in the law of our Creator, meditating it on it day and night. So the righteous delight in meditating on the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. What is that? That is the Torah. That's what we need to be listening to. That's what we need to be delighting in. We shouldn't be taking delight in secular songs or secular movies or these things of this secular world. No, we need to take a delight in our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And so many people take this and they twist it around. And it worries them or bothers them to be righteous and follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. They don't want to do that. They say, oh, it's too much trouble to do that. They just want to fit into the world and fit into the world's ways. Well, I'm calling you and I'm praying for you to open up your eyes and to read these scriptures for yourself and to see and understand that most pastors and teachers and out there, they're teaching a message that is anti-biblical text. It goes against the Bible. It's an anti-Yeshua message. It goes against the message of Yeshua, that we should live according to his God, the guidelines and instructions of Yahweh. That's what we need to do. And Psalms 119 is a great psalm to read, where it says over and over again what we need to do. Psalms 119 verse 97. Oh, how I love your instructions and think about them all day. So we just read in Psalms 1:1 where it says the righteous delight in meditating on the word day and night. And here, Psalms 119, 97. Oh, how I love your instructions. I think about them all day long. Very wise here. Very wise. That's what makes us wise. His ways. Verse 98 says, your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my consistent guide. I'm calling out to you and asking everyone, is the Bible your consistent guide? Is the word of our Creator what you listen to and what you desire to listen to? Or are you following the ways of, I want to say the ways of man, but I do have to say, are you following the ways of most churches today? Most Christian churches today are not following the ways of our Creator. They celebrate the pagan holidays versus the biblical holy days, and they try to justify it. They continue to walk in abominations by breaking the guidelines and instructions of our Creator on a regular basis. And they actually call people legalists who desire to follow these ways. We need to follow our Creator. We need to understand that Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is the living Torah. Follow His guidelines and instructions. You'll hear this. You'll read this. So every Friday night, we have a group that gets on the internet talking about this. We have Bible study every Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern time. You can just go to my YouTube page, which you can find on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. It's also on there. And if you're in the South Florida area, we do Bible studies every Sabbath at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. You can come join us. You just the phone number and the contact information will be at the end of this message. Or you could just go to the website and you can contact us through there. We also do street evangelism. We go out and we let the word out on the street to let people know the ways and the guidelines of our Creator and what righteousness is and what sin truly is. So open people's eyes so people would realize this. And all the glory go to our Creator. And then, of course, we have the internet on the YouTube channel and on the website. We have over 700 videos of talking about these guidelines and instructions of our Creator that so many people are being led astray from. So you have the opportunity to remember James 4:17, to know good and not do it. To him it is sin. Myself, I grew up, I wasn't a believer. I am now a Jewish believer of Yeshua, a follower of the one they call Jesus, his ways according to the words of Scripture, not according to man's ideas, not according to man-made organizations, no, according to the word of our Creator, doing my best to fulfill what he tells us to do and how he tells us to do it, but coming to him humbly on a regular basis, acknowledging that I am human and I am a sinner and I repent on a daily basis and I pray to him to strengthen me every single day, that I would be more obedient to the word so I can have that joy, and that he would use me to go out there and tell others the way, the truth, and the light, Yeshua. And that's what we all need to do. So I want to thank everybody for listening to this message. If you're looking at this on the internet, you can put your comments and questions below the video. And if you're listening to this on a radio station, you can download this. Please share this message with other people who you think will be blessed by hearing this message. And it'll be up on my website as well, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you, and shalom, shalom.